Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. On the surface, the Arctic looks like an endless frozen expanse. But as Hans Melthoff, senior scientist at the National Environmental Research Institute of Aarhus University, explains, there's a complex biodiversity currently being threatened by climate change.
The Arctic is home to a diversity of highly adapted animals, plants, and fungi. From the iconic polar bear, an elusive narwhal, to the tiny Arctic flowers that paint the treeless tundra in the summer months. The unique Arctic biodiversity is now seriously at risk due to global warming, primarily caused by greenhouse gases. This is because temperatures are expected to increase more in the Arctic than elsewhere in the world, probably surpassing the climate perturbations that Arctic wildlife has survived in the past. We expect that climate change could shrink Arctic ecosystems on land as northward moving species are pressing them up against the Arctic Ocean. As a result, the high Arctic with its endemic species may disappear or only survive on island refuges. Climate change impacts are already visible in several parts of the Arctic. These include northward range expansions of many species, earlier snowmelt, earlier sea ice breakup, heavily reduced summer sea ice cover, and melting permafrost. Arctic biodiversity is important for many reasons. For Arctic peoples, biodiversity is a vital part of their material and spiritual existence. Arctic fisheries and tourism have global importance. Millions of migratory Arctic birds and mammals connect the Arctic to virtually all parts of the globe. Unique ecosystems of tundra, wetlands, mountains, shallow ocean shelves, and huge seabird cliffs are characteristic to the Arctic. All this is now at stake.
That was Hans Melthoff of Aarhus University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. Arctic stains from silver blue to bloody red as a beak finds sand in the sea.